This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, he did look like Olu. Let's hope that continues. It's Dukes and Bell, Celtics in town tonight, taking on our Hawks. We're going to talk more about that coming up. Mike, did you see this where A.J. Brown, he tweeted out all this stuff to the San Diego Padres saying, give me a chance. He wants to play both baseball and play in the NFL. Did you see this?
No, but hey, good for him, man. But, you know, will they let you do that nowadays?
Well, here's my thing. Will we ever see another Bo Jackson? I'm not talking about a guy that just wants to try it out. I'm talking about a guy that does it at a high level. Bo was an all-star in MLB. We know what he was in the NFL. But A.J. Brown, the receiver for the Titans, guys, he played baseball. He's actually drafted by the Padres in 2016 in the MLB amateur draft. Mm. But he goes on to play in the NFL. And you saw this with Kyler Murray. People said Kyler Murray could be in the big show for 20 years if he wanted to be. But he chose the NFL. But I don't know if we'll see that again, Mike, when you talk about a guy like Bo Jackson playing at a high level in both sports.
Yeah, Russell Wilson kind of toyed with the idea. And how serious he was about that, I'm not quite sure. But, you know, a guy like Brian Jordan who could do it both.
Absolutely.
You know, could certainly do that. But here's a guy that, you know, Deion, obviously here in Atlanta, I mean, the way it really could have worked, and the Braves were not exactly enamored with the idea. Schurholz wasn't exactly thrilled with it, but it certainly works out great when you're in the same city as the both teams you're competing for. That was what's so neat about, you know, Deion. And again, maybe it could have worked and more, and that maybe would have kept Deion here as a Falcon, but that wasn't to be.
Yeah. Bo, by the way, you guys know, was a Pro Bowler in 1990 and then had the hip injury, but also, you know, you go back to the MLB All-Star game in 89, and that's the is incredible. I mean, he was the All-Star Game MVP. So, but the point is, A.J. Brown tweets out, I'll be better than Michael Jordan in baseball, I promise. Come on, bro. Come on, man.
Let's not get crazy. Let's not get crazy.
I mean,
I always think of Deion. I always say the year with McCarver, you're a real man, Deion, when he dumped the ice bucket, when you had the cooler on top of the bucket. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Oh, yeah. That's a great
ego. Ego as big as the great outdoors, Tim McCarver.
It really was. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. The radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. And follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Poll questions up in regards to Trey. Congratulations to Trey Young, all-star starter. And we're asking you, with that happening, you know, what are your impressions of Trey Young right now? Is he an elite superstar, star with more potential, underachieving slightly, underachieving greatly? You can go vote at Dukes and Bell 929. And Mike and I were talking about the fact that some national folks think that while we were losing, that fell on Trey's shoulders. I don't see it that way, Mike. I just don't.
No, I mean, a couple of things with this team. And, you know, why were we so bad and discombobulated? I mean, I think, you know, look, we're not making excuses. Other teams did have to deal with COVID. And, again, I think we got screwed. There were a couple of games where we shouldn't have even had a team on the court. We know that.
Yep.
You know, so I can count up three or four off the top of my head where, you know, by virtue of us doing the good work, as we joked around, no good deed goes unpunished because other teams, you know, through whatever happened there, couldn't get guys on those 10-day contracts. So we were in a disadvantage in that sense. We had COVID with our own guys. We had injuries. Now, for the first time, and I saw Sarah Thompson had that on her Twitter yesterday, first time that I think you got to go back to like a year, at least over a year, that we've got everybody healthy. Now, Reddish is a Nick right now, but everybody healthy, not one guy to be mentioned on the injury report for Nate and the team putting a roster together that night.
Yeah, I just think the health is the biggest factor, and Sarah Spencer is absolutely right about that.
I mean, you know, why do you guys suck? Well, I mean, we haven't had all five guys healthy at any time at one point this season.
I don't know, man. I mean, I can't put the blame. I don't know what the reasoning was. I can't put my finger on it. I can't say it was Well, chemistry was one thing because you had a bunch of guys that didn't know each other on the floor. But I don't know outside of that and dealing with guys not being on the floor that you needed with COVID. I don't know what it was. But it does seem like we've turned a corner. And by the way, again, we said this. If you win tonight and you beat the Lakers on Sunday, which they come into town next, and then all of a sudden you get to next week and Mike keeps pointing to this Phoenix game, you could go into that game at 500. And then, Mike, you got a real litmus test about, okay, how good have how good are we right now? You know,
I mean, look, in the Laker game, too. I mean, this is, as you said, the Celtics, look, they're still better than us. The Lakers have had their own struggles and travails, and they just got a tough night in Philadelphia. But, like, it's still the Lakers. So hopefully they're going to rise to the occasion. But I just, you know, there's a couple of games here. And for some guys that are sitting there with their arms crossed, harumph, harumph, I don't buy it. Well, this will be really something. If we could, I'm not saying we're going to win the next three games, but if you can win, go on a 7 out of 8 tear. That's pretty good. And then slowly get our way up to where, you know, then the All-Star break comes, and then boom, now we're poised to make a run.
All right, man. Want to hear from you guys. 404-741-0929. More on our Hawks coming up.
What's up? Man, breaks my heart.
What?
Breaks my heart. You know, I got a guy. He's my project. I believe in him. Young man, born in Liberia, comes to America to live the dream, goes to a small college. I thought that Matt Gono had a chance, Carl, on this team. The Falcons released Matt Gono. Remember, for those who listen to the show on a regular basis, me and D-Led have argued about this guy.
He can't play, Mike.
Oh, my, he's no good. So Matt Gono is no more a Falcon. He was on the unable to perform list to start this season. He had off-season surgery. He's released today by the Falcons. So I always thought he'd have a shot. You know, nice, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda. But, you know, just they evaluated and said it's just not happening for him here. Maybe he gets another chance down the road.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's going to be a lot of trimming of the fat, per se.
That's a tribute to the guys who don't work.
Okay, there's going to be a lot of that coming. So, yeah, I know. He did help at times, but, you know, he was okay, not great. Listen, we wish all these guys the best. We know this team's going to turn over and change quite a bit, to be quite honest with you. I don't think they'll, you know, a lot of the guys you think they might retain, I don't know if that's going to happen because the strategy kind of changes. Last year was let's fill the void and see how far we can go. This year, you got to set yourself up to have some flexibility moving forward. And this is one of those years where, you know, you get another draft under your belt if you're Terry Fontenot. So more to talk about coming up in the Falcon Report. Steve Coonan in about 35 minutes. Let's talk dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
All right, man. College football, it seems like it's a long ways away, but it's not. Spring football's right around the corner. We see movement in the portal. Mike and I have been talking about this. We had Connor Riley on the show earlier this week talking about all the movement with the dogs and who's going to the Senior Bowl, et cetera. But, Mike, if you were to talk right now about UGA's strengths heading into 2022, it starts with a guy named Brock Bowers, who, if, by the way, was eligible, he'd be a first-round pick this year, okay? That's how good I think Brock Bowers is. But Bowers, you know, when you talk about a freshman season, scored 13 touchdowns last year. Then you look at Darnell Washington, the 6'7" monster at tight end. And then there's Arik Gilbert. You look at that position alone and you go, that is the strength of this football team, is it not?
Right. I mean, the wide receivers take a hit with the losing Jermaine Burton. There are other guys stepping up. But, yeah, you've got weapons to throw to and weapons that you are throwing to. Brock Bowers right now. If Brock Bowers went to the NFL right now, it would be a first-round pick. It's kind of like how people are lining up for Trevor Lawrence, right? I mean, Brock Bowers would be a first. You agree, or you think on the cusp of the second round? But that guy's—he's got the skill set, man. It's that crossover tight end that everybody wants.
He does. No, I mean, listen—he is talented. He does all the things you would want. I love his breakaway ability.
And the speed, right?
Yeah, the fact that he breaks tackles and he's able to get into the end zone. So you go from that, and you say, all right, that's a strength.
Now, and Gilbert was more hyped than him, but we didn't get to see Gilbert this year. He had, you know, the off the field stuff, but he is supposedly committed to coming back.
And that's the thing. I mean, I saw this kid in high school. I know what he was before going to LSU. And then, you know, again, we're talking about one of the top recruits in the country. Again, if everything is good with him, he could be, and I don't want to even say a secret weapon, Mike, because guys know, he could be a real benefit to this offense. And then all of a sudden we start talking about, okay, we know, you know, Stetson Bennett's coming back. That's a given. But if you give him these kind of weapons, all right, and if you can use Bowers around and move him around in different ways, Gilbert has that ability too, Mike. I mean, you could put him out in the slot or as a wide receiver. He's that good when he's on. So, you know, you've got some options, and I'm just talking about the strengths of Georgia. And then you say, all right, well, they still have to get past Alabama. Alabama, outside of Bryce Young, and we're not just going to solely focus on him, but they got a group of linebackers, Mike, that are coming back that they're going to be stout. defensively. And so you talk about tight ends, linebackers. And I just think it's interesting. We could start there and expand. But if you think these two teams will probably meet again in the SEC Championship next year, right? We're talking about December.
Right.
Then that's where it starts. And as good as Alabama is with Bryce Young, who threw for over 4,800 yards, 47 touchdowns in his first season as a starter, I don't know if he's going to top those numbers, Mike. I don't.
No, man. I mean, look, Will Anderson, again, Will Anderson, he would be a top first-round pick, right?
Beast.
Right now, best linebacker, right from Hampton, by the way, Hampton, Georgia boy.
But I mean, love to have him, by the way.
Oh, that dude checks all of the boxes. I mean, nothing against N'Kobe Dean, but this guy, he is the best linebacker. And again, you know, you could argue that Bama could go 1-2 in the draft, right? When you think about it, Bryce would be eligible, but Bryce Young, and then Will Anderson, and there you go. But yeah, they've got great linebackers. I would say that Georgia, it's maybe not a group that's talked about as much, but Matt Luke, now 2 years, Carl, recruiting offensive line. I know he inherited Sam Pittman, but I think losing Salyer, losing Schaefer, all those guys, but you still have a really good bunch of – they're all 4- and 5-star guys that Matt Luke brought in, right? So, I mean, we think it'll be some turnover there, but the offensive line did have to deal with a bunch of guys moving around in positions because of injuries this year. I think that's also – you could consider that a strength.
I do, too.
And all the upperclassmen who come back on the secondary.
And for Alabama, you know, the other side, you got a freshman All-American in Dallas Turner, who plays opposite of Will Anderson. Kid was a monster last year. So they've got some pieces. For everybody that thinks that Georgia is that much better, which we'll wait to see. You know, Alabama, Mike, if they had those receivers coming back, which they don't, those guys are going to go pro. I think hands down you could say Alabama would be the team to beat. But with those losses, I don't think that's the case. And who's the kid that just transferred? Burton, right? Burton
right,
goes to Alabama?
Burton. Yeah.
So
because they've had 1,000-yard receivers, and the perception that Georgia – I heard Randa talking about this earlier today. I mean, I heard a lot of guys, and this – I don't think – look, Mecole Hardman's entitled to an opinion. I heard a couple other guys – I think Terrence Edwards was on the show talking about not really understanding the logic behind it. But, I mean, Alabama does have guys all going in the first round now at wide receiver. I think Pickens, had he not gotten injured, Pickens would have been a superstar, you know, that we're talking about the way we talk about all the Alabama receivers the last three seasons.
Yeah, I just don't know what kind of – is Burton going to have the impact Minshew had? That's my question.
I mean – interesting, you know. I mean, and I don't know. You might see Bill O'Brien taking a job somewhere in the NFL too as an assistant. You know, you might have a turnover at offensive coordinator for Bama.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know, man. I keep seeing all this stuff and hearing people say that coaches. I'm talking about Saban showing up with Bill O'Brien in places, and they're going.
There's talk that if Josh McDaniels, I should say, goes back to the NFL, gets a job this time around, then Bill O'Brien would go back to working with Belichick.
Yeah, and now that I could see as a possibility. That would totally make sense. Been there, done that. But, again, I don't know what Bill O'Brien wants. You know, maybe O'Brien likes being in Alabama. He doesn't have to deal with the media. It's all Saban. He gets to do his job. They win. I mean, I don't know what he wants at this point. I'm guessing everybody feels like he probably wants to get back to the NFL.
Right.
But, yeah, Mike, that could be a fit if it plays out that way with McDaniels.
And we mentioned that Nolan Smith, one of those guys, is coming back, linebacker for Georgia. He got pinched for driving with his license suspended. So I would imagine there'll be some stadium steps, Carl, in his future for Kirby and the coaching staff when they get back to spring football. Charged with driving with a suspended license and speeding in a construction zone. Again, had a license, I didn't realize he had a ticket to pay. So not the end of the world, but a mistake you can't make. I've been there, done that. So 89 and a 55 in Winder.
Yeah.
That'll get you every time.
It's a misdemeanor, though, right?
That's correct. Both misdemeanors.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and again, he'll make restitution, yada, yada, and he'll be all right. I mean, or whatever the fine will be, I should say. And then, you know, we'll all get on with our lives.
I hope so. Yeah, I mean, listen, if anybody has experience with this, folks, it's Mike Bell.
Well, no, I'm just saying, if you're in Barrow County, I mean, like, I'm not telling law enforcement how to do the job, but the guy just won you a national championship for God's sake.
What are you saying? You should let him go?
What's
you should let him break
no,
the law?
I know there's a camera in the car.
He's a lawbreaker, Mike.
I would look right at the camera and go, Georgia Bulldog won the national championship. Here's a written warning. But he mentioned there's a partner in the car. He's 24 miles over the... Check that, 34 miles over the limit.
Yeah,
come on, man. We got a natty.
Come on. That's the problem. 10, yes, not 30. Hey, Reliable Heating and Air, guys. You can enter our contests. How's your furnace looking? Does it look run down? Enter the Ugly Furnace Contest for a chance to win a brand new energy efficient furnace from Reliable Heating and Air. Free of charge, 1 year. labor warranty. 10-year manufacturer warranty, guys. Register at 929thegame.com. Upload a photo of your ugly furnace that's still operational, and you could win. To celebrate the big game, the winner's going to receive a pregame party on February 13th. I'll be there, 929 The Game crew. Lots of fun and a new furnace. Just go enter and upload your furnace at 929thegame.com. We're coming back. NFL playoffs next.
Mike, for example, you like to drive very fast, right?
It is Dukes and Bell, guys. We were talking about this yesterday, and it has become official. Today's Friday. Happy Friday to you. But Mike Bobo, back as an analyst, Mike, for the Georgia Bulldogs, at one point was their offensive coordinator. We know the history there, but we said at some point Kirby's probably going to get him back in the fold. Again, I don't care about how many good coaches you have as long as it's working. You know, sometimes we get caught up in you got all these coaches. As long as people do what you're asking them to do, and I think Muschamp, it worked for him, and I think it'll work for Mike Bobo, who, by the way, was the offensive coordinator for Auburn last year.
Right. Again, now he's got unlimited power. That's what Kirby has because he's got the budget to do all these things. They find a way, make it work. I got a kick. Our buddy Connor Riley, K. Connor Riley on Twitter from Dog Nation, goes, when Mike Bobo, when fans demand Georgia runs the football, I'm only an analyst, as in Jack Ryan from the Hunt for Red October.
That's right.
Now, for those that are new to Georgia or not Georgia fans, Mike Bobo was a lightning rod during the Mark Richt years. Some fans were just obsessed with him getting fired. They either loved or hated his play calling. A good guy and a good Georgia Bulldog quarterback, but he was always a dude that a lot of dog fans were like, run the damn ball. So that's what's kind of funny, but he'll be back and helping out with Todd Monken, I suppose.
My man JLock24 hit me up. He said, guys, you guys know Nick Saban was at Brookwood High School last week in Snellville. Guys, him and Kirby been all over the place. They've been making their rounds as we were talking about Georgia's strengths and Alabama's strengths. I had heard that, but Jay, I appreciate the info because, listen, it's that time. It's recruiting time. You got signing day next week, and we're going to talk to Connor next week about this. But the Dogs could shore up a hell of a class, as well as Alabama, with maybe one or two more five-star recruits.
The Kirby Copter was at Marietta High School today. Davis Bugsy McCollum sent us a photo of that on Twitter you and I. So, I mean, and again, it's beautiful. It's red and white. It just needs a big G, a big black G on the side. Somebody run over to Dick's Sporting Goods. I mean, go get a magnet. Put a G on here, Carl. Let's get some pride, Dogs fans. But Kirby's got his chopper. I saw the Shane Beamer. I was joking around, Carl. They got a cock-a-copter. Okay, that doesn't sound right. Call it it's a game copter anyway, but they've got a helicopter. Everybody, if you want to compete, man, you got to have a chopper as you're covering the state.
So we're going to talk some more NFL, but you heard there in the update, and Jeff Passan is reporting. He's a baseball reporter for ESPN about the fact that they're still trying to come to some type of agreement. I've told you guys, you know, in talking to some baseball folks that I know in front offices that everybody kind of believes that the season will not start on time. We will have baseball, just don't know when. But with that said, they're trying to come to an agreement. And, Mike, it has us worried as Braves fans that once this happens, okay, and it could happen next week, doubtful. It could happen in 2 weeks or it could happen in six. But when it happens, the first thing the Braves have to do is get this Freddie deal done. And it has us concerned because every time that you see something now, Freddie's name is attached to it, whether it's true or false. Right. And there's a lot of rumors out there. I don't start rumors. I just talk about them. But there's a lot of stuff, Mike, having Freddie somewhere else next season.
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Oh.
Well, I mean, you knew that there was going to be conversations about a plan B, and Matt Olson seems to be the name which keeps coming up as plan B. For those who don't know, Matt Olson grew up in Metro Atlanta. He's got a little bit of pop, doesn't hit for average like Freddie, but he would be a guy that would, you know, again, presuming that Acuna came back. Ken Rosenthal had this, that the Braves and A's had talks regarding Olson before the lockout, and as Rosenthal said, just consider it the Braves doing their due diligence. They wouldn't be, and Alex Anthopoulos wouldn't be a good GM if he didn't have a plan B. But I still think that, you know, I mean, let me phrase that. I really want to think the Braves are going to give Freddie a deal. And I think it's going to be it's going to be a hang up on the 6 year. Everybody feels that the 6 year is going to be the hang up. Baseball, you know, the guys who aren't really baseball fans but love to play Stratomatic baseball in their basements say, well, that's just good financial sense. Look, a guy like Freddie and his legacy, I'm sorry, guys. I get it. You don't want to give him the 6 year. Carl, you got to give him the frickin' 6 year, okay? And you want to talk about Albert Pujols. Okay, Albert Pujols still deserved that 6 year, even if Artie Moreno gave him too big a contract with the Angels. Freddie has deserved getting that deal. I mean, do you agree or do you say it's got to be 5 years and that's where the line in the sand is?
I keep thinking for the long-term viability of continuing to have the ability to bring in, first of all, keep your own stars, okay? But, and I'm talking about the young guys that are still here that are going to want to re-up. I know Acuna's coming off an injury and all that, but you've got guys that you want to keep. And then also to bring in additional star power with whether it's pitching or bullpen or whatever. I still think that the best approach to this, and we'll see how the Braves do this. At the end of the day, let me say this. I don't care how it gets done. I want him as a Brave. But I think the prudent way to do it, the smartest way to do it, is give him a bunch of money up front in the first 3 years, Mike, and make this a 4 or 5 year deal. And that way it gives you an out. He's going to want a player option anyway. He's going to want to be able to opt out anyway early if he's killing it, just to say, hey, you know what? I've been killing it for the last 3 years. I want another deal, because that's where baseball players are now. So whether it's 6 years, he'll want an option out, or it's 4 years or whatever, he'll want an option out. I think that's the way I would approach it. The problem is, I don't know if Freddie's people want to do that. And I'm saying, guys, if he wants $175 million, I'm giving most of that in the first 3 years and the last part of this contract. I'm not as worried about paying him on the back end. You can structure it that way, but I don't know how Freddie's folks are going to, and I'm talking about his agent, is going to look at this.
No, it's something that I understand. I get the logic behind not wanting to give a guy who's going to be in his late 30s that final sixth season, but I just think, look, the idea also, Carl, the American League, National League being like American League with a designated hitter also, adds shelf life to Freddie's career potentially.
Now, Mike, that does change things, and it's a valid point. It's Dukes and Bell. We're talking about the fact that there is no deal with baseball if you're going, is there a deal? No, there's no deal. The lockout continues, but they are talking. And, you know, the one thing the Braves are going to have to do once this is done, and this is, you know, uno number one on the list, is handle this Freddie situation. But I do think if we have the universal DH, Mike, you're right. I'm more prone then to say I'll give him 6 years because his role will change as he ages with this organization, and he can still hit. Guys, if you can hit, I mean, you can put Chipper out there right now. I guarantee you he could hit. If you can hit, you can hit. I mean, that's not.
Period.
Yeah, that doesn't change with age. Usually guys can still hit.
Freddie would be our Rusty Staub. My memories of a childhood, Carl. By the way, Mark Powell writes a blog for FanSided out of Pittsburgh, and he has a, just let me throw this at you, a potential hypothetical, and he's just spitballing, but he's making it work. Matt Olson, if you were going to go down this road, if you broke down conversations with Freddie and his people and you had to go to an option B, Pache would be on the list, Kusick, the right-handed pitcher, Joey Estes, and a first baseman named Genista would be the guy. So again, if you know the Braves Martin League system, you know the names I'm talking about. We all know about Pache, but you'd have to give to get Olson, who is, you know, would be a nice, you know, would help you in the slugging department, but would not, you're not equally, you're not replacing what Freddie did, but you're hoping that Acuna coming back and you're gonna have a nice assistant. The big question for you and I is it still a done deal that you're not gonna touch Marcell Ozuna, who you've already got a contract to? And you know, it's just, it's one of those things where that divides Braves fans almost 50-50 when you and I talk about it.
How forgiving are you, Mike?
I don't care. I mean, like, it's terrible. I wish that we lived in a world where husbands and wives lived without any kind of issue. And you never had seen guys put hands and raise hands against a woman, but that's not the way the world works.
Have you seen, I'm not saying this to I don't mean justify to be,
if he's, but if he gets around,
I haven't seen the tape.
I did.
I haven't.
I think a lawyer, you can spin it. If you had an experience, if you're, for instance, if you're a woman, you got experience with domestic violence, you're going to take it and say, no, that's something that cannot never happen. On the flip side, you could say he's got his hand in a cast and he's trying to push his wife away. And I mean, you could make the argument for both. Depends on what angle you're coming at this from. Personally, if the man gets this woman out of his life, which is probably the best thing since he's filed charges against her previously, you know, and make better decisions in your relationships. And he was a good guy in the clubhouse. Fans liked the guy. I don't think you should be defined by, you know, a situation like that. I'm not trying to, and again, I have no tolerance for men who beat up women. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. But I just think I would still roll the dice with the guy and see where it goes. I mean, I know that, you know, there's Braves fans here. They still bring up Bobby Cox's alleged domestic violence thing. I mean, people down here are like elephant's memory when it comes to this stuff, and I understand why. But to me, with Ozuna, I would still give him a second chance.
Well, he may get it. I don't know, Mike. I mean, I asked the question because for those who've not, you know, seen the tape, and you're going to say, well, Jukes, I don't need to. Well, it's the same thing we said when it happened. He's done. He's finished.
Right.
And
I said he was done and finished. And then I saw the videotape, and it's not what the police said they had.
Well, but the police didn't have anything. They didn't have enough to take this to court, Mike. So, you know, the prosecutor's like, So, again, I mean, to me, whether that makes a difference or not to the Braves, it is an interesting question. It's something that's going to have to be answered because the money is invested. But I don't know if I have that answer right now. And I say, how forgiving are you? Because if this is simply about winning championships, as many of you have told me, I don't care who's on the team as long as we win, then you're willing to overlook this because you know he's going to give you 30 home runs. For others, if you say, well, I want a team with class and respect, well, then he's not going to be on your team, and your team may not be as good. That's where we're at. We'll see. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Steve Kuhn is going to join us. We'll talk about the Hawks' big game tonight and much more coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, he joins us each and every week. It is brought to you by our friends at Dell Technology, Steve Kuhn, Hawks CEO. Let's start with the Trae Young news. And, you know, we've been talking about it all day, Steve, before we talk about the Celtics and this win streak we've got going on. What's it mean for our organization, our city, for Trae again to be selected as an all-star starter?
Hi. First of all, good afternoon. Hope all is well.
Good, man. Yeah.
I think it's validation, and I think it's validation for Trae. Because he not only had to get the popular vote, but he had to get the media vote, and he was able to get both, and he finished third in the player vote, which is terrific because that put him firmly in as a starter in the All-Star game. You know, one of the brilliant things about Trae is the chip on the shoulder, and there's sometimes when a player, you want to have that angst, that chip on the shoulder, and there's other times where you want to make sure that he is rewarded for everything he's contributed. And to have a two-time All-Star who's 23 years old on our team, I think speaks volumes positively about the future.
You know, we've talked so much about the legacy in the NBA and how it would play between him and Luka. I mean, this is one, and for those who are keeping score on this stuff, advantage Trae. He's taking a team to the Eastern Conference Finals. He's an All-Star again. He's not getting anyone fired in his organization. And he's going into year, now this is year 4 or 5. I guess the 6 years to get the championship for Golden State. And that's some of those arguments I was having on Twitter. Carl, to give the man some time.
Yeah, let's talk more about Twitter arguments because that's what smart people do.
You know what, Steve? It's part of my job description. How dare you? I don't get to sit in a big office lighting cigars with $100 bills like you do. Now, Steve, as far as this team, do you buy into the fact this team is finally healthy and that's why they're finally winning a little bit here? 5-game win streak.
I think there's a whole lot of factors, and I think that I really don't want to overthink it, but what I want to keep doing is winning. And I like that we've beaten, you know, 5 teams. And in Sacramento, to me, that was a very good win because that's a team we're supposed to beat, and we beat them handily. And winning those kind of games, being up by 20 or 30 points, you know, it makes me think back to a Houston game. We were up 18 in the fourth quarter and let it slip away. Mm. That wasn't happening. So our defensive rating has gone from 28th to 15th in 3 weeks. And I do think, you know, you got to remember in basketball, there's only 5 guys on your team. So when you lose Bogey and you lose you lose DeAndre Hunter, right, you lost 40% of your starters. And that's going to have an impact. So no excuses, but I do think having everybody back is the number one piece. I also think that there's now a sense of urgency that at the beginning of season, unfortunately, we couldn't create. and now it's there, and they're responding. And I, you know, I'm hopeful we keep this going this weekend. We've got three games in four nights. We've got Toronto, who is right there with us on Monday night, and that's every bit as an important game tonight as the Celtics or Sundays against the Lakers.
Yes, it is. It's Steve Kuhn and Hawks CEO joining us. Mike and I were talking about the incident with Carmelo last night. Just want to get your opinion on, you know, fans saying idiotic things, getting ejected. Well, is the policy or the process the same across the NBA? Does every arena have its own rules when it comes to this stuff, when you have an official that has to get involved in throwing somebody out, like if that happened at State Farm?
Well, if you look at the seats on the first four rows on the floor and the first four rows in the stand, printed underneath the seat, which you're all facing when you sit down, is a fan conduct policy. So there is a uniform conduct policy. Now, you know, if somebody is sitting in, you know, Atlanta Social, 150 feet from the court, most likely that's going to have to be up to an usher or a manager in that area, because the referee's not going to hear them, like what happened last night. But there's a pretty uniform policy. And candidly, there's no reason to go spend all that money to go to a game and then go scream obscenities at a ref and get you thrown. I mean, just stupid.
They had that really sexy lady that was saying stuff to LeBron, like, was it last year? That was
That was a fun night. Courtside Karen, which one of the great nicknames of all time. But she had his 40,000 Instagram followers, so who's not the genius in this combination?
Sitting courtside, you know? Being sassy, right? No, Steve, the good news is, as we said, five-game win streak. It's funny because people are trying to correlate the Cam Reddish's departure, and as we joked around last week with you, that Cam was above board with everything, and you guys were able to oblige him with a trade. Not sure that landing in New York right now is anybody's paradise, but it just seems like people are reaching for why this team isn't on track, and you just alluded to it. We're finally healthy. Now that we're healthy, I'm just curious, what do you think Travis is going to do with the trade deadline?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I'll ask back the question. Let's say we're winning, you know, 8 out of every 10 games coming up to the deadline.
Don't do anything.
You might not do what you were doing before.
Don't do anything.
And then there's cap ramifications, looking into the future. How do you get better during the summer? So there's a lot of complexity to trade, just to trade, to make headlines, to create clicks. That's not Travis's bag. That would be mine, but that's not this. You know?
Yeah, and speaking of that, I do agree. I mean, you have to, kind of play it by ear when you talk about where the team may be currently versus where we were. And then a healthy Hawks team. How do we stack up healthy to the Bucks or to the Bulls or to, you know, any of these teams that we're looking at upwards at right now, if we were to have to play them in a 7-game series? Steve, I feel like healthy, we can play any of these teams to a 7-game series and win that series right now.
I think we feel the same way. That doesn't mean that we're not going to do everything we can to make this team better, because, you know, if there are opportunities to do so, we're going to do them. But, you know, I do believe that the next couple of weeks are going to be really, really key. And, it's got to be a little quicker than that, because the trade deadline, I think, is February 10th.
Yeah, right.
So I think the next week where we play 4 or 5 games is going to tell us if we're streaking and everybody's playing connected and feeling good. We might not be as aggressive as we would be if, you know, we still are having significant issues. So hopefully this becomes a moot point.
Right. How are ticket sales, by the way? I know that folks are always asking us. I mean, are there ticks available, like, for instance, for tonight, or do you got to go through the secondary market?
Tonight there's a few tickets, and there's some standing room only. Lakers, candidly, the largest box office in the history of the Hawks for Sunday. I mean, what a perfect, you know, we kind of think about your radio station and the topics that we talk about, and what a perfect day. Hawks game against the Lakers at 1, get home about 3:30, Chiefs versus Cincinnati, have a little dinner, maybe order in because you don't want to leave the TV to see Matt Stafford and the LA Rams take on the San Francisco 49ers. That's a great day. then watch SportsCenter to watch everything you just watched.
It's true. It is. Sunday's going to be cool. You're right about that. A full day of activity. And
We designed this game for that.
Did you?
You know, there's a rule. Yeah, there's a rule in the league that if a team plays the night before, they have to have 23 hours of rest.
Right.
So because the Lakers did not play Saturday night, we could pick the start time. And let's just say that some of us are football fans who want to be home by 3:30.
No, that's why, again, not to blow smoke, Steve, but that's why we love you, man. That's perfect. That's what most fans would want to do in the first place.
Yeah. Isn't that a fantastic day? Have a little breakfast, a little nosh, come to the game, have a beer, slice of pizza, maybe get another slice of pizza, head home, 6 hours of football, highlight, back to work Monday. But you're happy.
By the way,
and that's what we aim to do.
Who do you like this weekend, by the way, football?
I think you got to go with Kansas City. You know, Cincinnati reminds me a little of us last year in the playoffs,
okay,
where you kind of surprised the world. And now, you know, unfortunately, we lost Trey, so who the hell knows what it could be. But I saw it in Phoenix. I saw it in Atlanta. You know, when you get there for the first time, it's pretty different. And I think Cincinnati versus Kansas City going for the fourth time in a row in the championship game, I think it's going to be Kansas City. And then, obviously, I've got to cheer for the Rams because of our connection with Matthew.
Right.
And I thought the way he played those last 42 seconds to silence the critics, you know, it just shows. There's a lesson in there that just shows about organization. Here comes a guy out in his 13th year in the NFL, gets with a different organization, with an offensive-minded coach, with tools and talent on both sides of the ball, and he's playing for a championship with Detroit. You know, it was 4-12. Let's get on a plane and get back to Atlanta. So I'm really happy for him.
Yeah,
really,
and for those who don't know, Steve is a proud Georgia alumnus, so that's why he's always pulling for the Dogs in the NFL. Yeah,
and Matthew and my son are best of friends, so
go.
We've got a little special
cheer
for Matthew.
Yeah, and I just think that, to keep winning the way they are, we joked, the phrase this week, Carl, what, Shanahan is in McVay's head, but it just seems, and it is interesting, though, there will be a lot of 49er fans, for what it's worth, down here in SoFi, because, you know, that's a brand
new facility. Yeah, I saw that. I saw a report that said it could be 60%.
Yeah.
And that's not good. I mean, that's certainly not good for the Rams to have home field advantage and lose it like that. So, look, there were many years you'd walk into a Hawks game and you'd hear more from the other team. I'm sure with the Lakers, we'll hear plenty of Lakers fans on Sunday, but that's going back to the first question, why you want Trae Young to be an all-star and you have your own superstar? That's exactly why. So
you're
this next generation grows up as Atlanta fans, you know. We're never going to convert the 53-year-old Boston fan who'll be there tonight, even though he lives here. We're not going to convert him. You know, we'll be a second favorite team. But his kids, that's who we want to be our, you know, our fan and our favorite team. And if anybody from Boston wants to convert to an Atlanta fan, we are happy to hold a conversion ceremony for you.
Hey, Carl, sounds like a good idea, cha-cha.
It does. And you know what, Steve? You make a valid point when you talk about this because it's what happened when Jordan went to Chicago.
Mm.
You know, you had fans that had moved there from other parts of the country. Chicago was this big melting pot of people who had moved from the South. And you know, they became Bulls fans, right? And all of a sudden now you had Michael Jordan and this star power. Guess what their kids are cheering for? Guess who their kids love? Right, because of all those years of that conversion. I totally agree with you about Trae Young and the impact that he's going to have, not just now, but down the road when it comes to the Hawks and the fanfare.
Yeah, that's how you build generational sports teams. You know, nobody's from Atlanta. I'm one of the few natives. We obviously didn't breed well in captivity or did something wrong. There ain't a ton of us, but that next generation growing up here is really who we've courted, who we try to connect with, you know, and celebrate Atlanta because we want to build those generational fans. And having that all-star player is one of the great ingredients in building a championship team, lifelong fans. So good for Trae Young. We're super proud of him.
Well, cool. Thanks for coming on, Steve. Everybody loves. It's always a great segment with you, man, keeping it real. And best of luck. There's some big games this week, man.
Big games this week. Let's go get them. And thank you for having me. We're going on 8 years together, guys.
Yes, we are. It's been a great journey. Been a great journey, man. Hey, Steve, enjoy the weekend. Go Hawks. Congratulations to Trey. Hey, more coming up. We're going to talk Falcons. We'll talk NFL playoffs with Arch. Dave Archer joins us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.